From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall. A recent study found that two incinerators just outside of Philadelphia, in Chester, Pennsylvania, and Camden, New Jersey, are among the dirtiest in the country. As they burn trash, they release pollutants like lead, mercury, and particulate matter into the air. The study also found that the vast majority of incinerators in the country are located in low-income neighborhoods or among communities of color, including Chester and Camden. Philadelphia sends a big portion of its trash to the incinerator in Chester. And last week, City Council voted to sign a new contract that would continue sending our trash there for at least the next 4 years. Why does Philadelphia choose incinerators over landfills? And do we have a viable alternative when it comes to dealing with our trash? Today on The Why, it has to go somewhere. Catalina Jaramillo is a reporter for WHYY's Plan Philly. Where does Philadelphia send the trash it incinerates?
Philly sends trash to different incinerators, but mostly to the one located in Chester, owned by Covanta. And according to this study, this facility in Chester is the one that emits the most particulate matter in the country.
So how much trash does Philly send to incinerators?
I spoke with Streets Commissioner Carlton Williams, and he said,
we dispose of about 600,000 tons of residential waste. About 80% of that goes to waste to energy.
When we say trash and when we say residential trash, it's all the trash that you put in your kitchen bin, not the recyclable.
Right. So, Catalina, what's the city's justification for sending trash to incinerators if it knows it's causing pollution?
So there's different reasons. I spoke with Nick Esposito, which leads the zero waste cabinet put out by the city to reduce our waste. And starting from the point that we have to do something with our trash, right?
Everyone is implicit in this, and we have to figure out collectively how we solve this problem.
The city follows the recommendation of the EPA, which says that these incinerators that are also called waste to energy, because by burning this waste, you produce energy, are better than landfills. The other thing is that the city says that the amount of landfill space that we have is limited. So they want to limit the amount of trash they send there.
It's not feasible to build more landfills in this area, right? So we have the landfills that we have now are the landfills that we're going to have to use and rely on if we want to keep using landfills.
Is money a factor here too?
When I spoke with the commissioner, Carlton Williams, and asked him why the recommendation of the street department is to contract with Covanta and Waste Management and send the trash to incinerators, they said they were the most efficient and the most affordable.
It saves millions of dollars in compared to other offers that we've received.
He said it's something that they rely on.
We believe that this process, in compared to landfilling waste, is a much more efficient process. It's certainly a much more preferred method, according to the EPA and the DEP.
What's Covanta's response to the New School report that called their Chester incinerator among the worst polluters in the nation?
I spoke with Paul Gilman. He's the Senior Vice President and Chief Sustainability Officer at Covanta. And he said they follow EPA regulations.
If you look at the emissions from that facility for the regulated pollutants, its emissions are below, of course, the federal U.S. standards for operating facilities. It's below the standards for a facility that would be built today. It's below the European Union standards for facilities.
Even if this study is calling them dirty, he says that doesn't mean that their emissions are unhealthy. He also said Covanta didn't decide where to put the incinerator. That's something that cities do through zoning regulations.
And oftentimes they're located on sites that have been in the waste management system of a city for a long period of time.
And also, according to the EPA, waste-to-energy facilities, these incinerators, are better than landfill because they produce renewable energy.
So the EPA says it's okay, but some environmentalists disagree.
I spoke with Jeff Tittle, who is the director of the New Jersey Sierra Club, and he's been working a long time, almost like 30 years, in this near this incinerator in Camden. It's another Covanta incinerator. It's another one of the most dirty ones of the country, and it's one of the biggest emitters of lead.
So the South, you know, Camden community is a wonderful community. It's multiracial, you know, and when you go to some of those very nice homes, you can put your finger on the windowsill, and rub it across, and end up with soot on it coming out of that incinerator.
Also, when we say that these incinerators are these waste-to-energy facilities, mm-hmm. that they produce renewable energies, what environmentalists are saying is that the amount of energy they produce is not a lot. So is it worth it? Tittle and environmentalists say no.
This is a failed, dirty technology that we need to get rid of, that these communities are choking on these incinerators, that it's not only particulates coming out of the plant and pollution from the plant, but all the trucks bringing in the garbage, running through their communities, creating even more pollution.
The study also found that these incinerators were located in low-income communities like Chester. Why?
What this study is saying is that it's not a coincidence that incinerators are in communities of color or poor communities, but rather it is a product of historic residential and racial segregation. Adrian Perovich, assistant director of the Tishman Environment and Design Center at the New School, is one of the authors of the study.
There are more polluting facilities, more polluting industries like incinerators, landfills, waste transfer stations in these communities than there are in whiter, wealthier communities. So the impacts from these facilities are very bad for communities' health.
How does Chester feel about taking Philadelphia's trash?
I spoke to Philadelphia Streets Commissioner Williams, and he said the mayor of Chester actually supports having trash sent there. I asked Chester if that was true, but they didn't get back to me.
Do we know how these facilities are impacting people? Are these toxins making people sick?
One of the issues with air pollution or water pollution is that you cannot link a source directly to someone's health issue.
Why?
Because you breathe the air, and we don't know what part of that pollution in the air is coming from the incinerator, what part is coming from the highway. But I spoke with Suline Mayfield. She chairs the Chester Residents Concern for Quality Living.
There are a number of different sources that are in Chester that are polluting. However, we find that the incinerator is probably the biggest assault on our lives.
And she says the city's rate of child hospitalization due to asthma is more than 3 times the state average.
There are other triggers for asthma and health concerns, but by far, particulate matter and the other things, they are direct links to trigger asthma attacks. Everybody's walking around with inhalers.
And she says this incinerator is killing them.
So, Catalina, it seems like the city and environmentalists are at odds about how we dispose of our trash. What's the best solution?
So last week, City Council voted to sign these new contracts with Waste Management and Covanta, which includes this incinerator in Chester. So we expect that contracts are going to get signed soon. And the city's going to keep sending trash there. So with that information, consumers can reduce the amount of trash they make if they want less trash to be sent to incinerators. And environmentalists always say this kind of like slogan of like, reuse, reduce, and recycle. And now they're also adding the refuse. So you refuse the extra plastic bag or the straw. And in many cases, we are like tired of saying like, why do we have to have the responsibility? And in this case, it's true. Residents do have responsibility in the choices they make.
Catalina, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Annette.
Special thanks to WHYY's Radio Times for use of some of their audio. The Y is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Ben-Yaakov and Alex Stern, with editorial direction from Katie Colinari. We had editing help on this episode from Kevin McCory. Send a tweet at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.